You've heard the buzz about AI, right? I mean, it's everywhere. Every headline, every tech conference seems to be talking about it.
Absolutely unavoidable these days.
But what if I told you that beneath all that noise, there's something else, a quieter revolution that's really reshaping the business world right now?
Go on.
We're talking about autonomous AI agents. And honestly, they're fast becoming one of the most impactful forces in technology. Welcome to the deep dive. Our mission today is to, well, cut through all the chatter and really zero in on the true state of AI agents as we see it in September 2025.
Sounds good. It's a complex topic, lots to unpack.
Exactly. We're going to dive deep into their incredible capabilities, but also importantly, confront the critical security and integration challenges they bring.
Looks sure significant, yeah.
And ultimately, unpack what their widespread adoption truly means for you, whether you're strategizing for work or just, you know, intensely curious about where AI is heading.
This should give you a good grounding.
This is your shortcut to being genuinely well-informed on a shift that's not just come. It's pretty much already here. Get ready to understand why these proactive, goal-oriented AI agents are a completely different beast than the AI assistants you might be used to. So when we talk about AI, what picture immediately comes to mind for you? For many, I think it's that chat window, right? Popping up on a website.
Yeah, the can I help you bot. Or maybe Siri or Alexa.
Exactly. Or your voice assistant that answers your specific commands. Those are virtual assistants. They're reactive. They wait for your input. Their initiative is, well, let's be honest.
Pretty much zero. They hit a wall. They hand it off to a human.
Mm-hmm.
Simple task execution, mostly.
But AI agents, they are a whole different category. We're talking about systems that are intrinsically more autonomous, incredibly sophisticated, and, well, profoundly proactive.
That proactivity is the key difference.
They're goal-oriented. They can independently execute complex chains of tasks, solve problems as they arise, make decisions within certain bounds, and interact with external environments, things like software and APIs.
Those APIs, application programming interfaces, are crucial. They're the digital bridges allowing agents to actually do things in other programs.
Right. Think about that bank example. A virtual assistant, it might just send you a fraud alert. Hey, suspicious transaction.
Which is useful, but limited.
But an AI agent, leveraging its true capabilities, could monitor your transactions in real time, detect something fishy, and then autonomously adjust security protocols. You know, maybe freeze a card, block an IP address.
Proactively preventing further damage before you even know there's a problem. That's the autonomous edge.
That ability to take initiative without constant human hand-holding, that's their real superpower. It's like the difference between asking for a weather report and having a system proactively reroute your commute based on live traffic and your meeting schedule.
And the how behind this is fascinating. It's not just software following rigid instructions.
Yeah.
Think of it more like a digital organism. They have sensors to collect data.
Like monitoring transactions or reading emails.
Yep, exactly. Then processors to analyze that data and decide what to do. Actuators to actually perform actions like sending an email, updating a calendar, or changing a setting.
And something coordinating all that.
Yes, a control system. It's this architecture, mimicking biological intelligence in a way, that allows them to perceive, process, act, and coordinate. They can adapt in real time. It's almost like a new digital species emerging.
Wow. So how do they actually tackle a complex goal? You said they're goal-oriented.
Right. They operate through a life cycle, essentially three phases. First, there's planning. The agent breaks down its main objective into a detailed roadmap of specific tasks and subtasks.
Okay, so it makes a plan, like a project manager.
Sort of, yeah. Then comes reasoning. This is where it executes that plan, using its available tools and logic to work through the steps.
Makes sense. Planning, then doing.
But here's a real game changer, the third phase, learning and reflection. This is where it gets really sophisticated.
Learning. Yeah. How's that work?
The agent evaluates its results. It reflects on any mistakes it made. Did that API call fail? Why? And stores successful solutions or patterns in an internal knowledge base.
So it actually improves over time by itself.
Precisely. This constant tweaking means it gets better and better. It learns from its own attempts and can adapt when things don't go exactly as planned. It's what makes it dynamic, not just a static program.
That's really powerful. Is this actually happening now in businesses?
Absolutely. This isn't just theory anymore. 2025 is widely seen as the year agentic AI moves from the lab, from experimental pilots, into being a central part of corporate strategy.
Do we have numbers on that?
We do. The global market for autonomous AI and agents was valued around $6.8 billion last year, the projected growth. about 30.3% annually in the coming years. That's huge.
30%? That's incredible growth.
And it's backed up by adoption rates. KPMG found something like 65% of companies are already experimenting with integrating AI agents in some capacity.
65%. What do you think is driving that huge push? And yet, are companies still hesitant about some aspects?
The main driver is definitely the tangible ROI they're starting to see, even from pilot projects. The efficiency gains, the cost savings, they're becoming undeniable.
Yeah.
As for caution, oh yeah, plenty of that. It mostly revolves around security, control, governance, things we definitely need to talk about.
Right.
But you're spot on about the tech giants. They're not just building agents, they're building the ecosystems. Think Google, OpenAI, Microsoft. They're positioning AI itself as the new user interface.
The new user interface. What does that mean, practically?
It means unifying how we interact with everything. People, data, software, processes through AI. They're building the robust, scalable infrastructures needed for this, not just one-off tools.
Okay, so we've established what they are, this autonomy, this learning cycle. But the real magic, I think, for most people listening is, what can they actually do day-to-day? How do they help in the real world?
That's where it gets truly transformative, yeah. Think about the tools you use every day. Your calendar, your email, project management software like Asana or Jira.
Standard stuff.
An agent integrates fluidly with all of them. It's like having this hyper-efficient digital chief of staff that anticipates what needs doing.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Take something like the Motion AI agent. It focuses on orchestrating personal and team workflows. It directly talks to your Google Calendar or Outlook.
Okay.
It builds a dynamic daily plan for you using time blocking. It automatically schedules tasks based on priority and deadlines. And here's the kicker. If a task doesn't get completed.
What happens?
Right. It autonomously reschedules it. No manual drag and drop from you. It can even read an email request, turn it into a task with a deadline, and slot it intelligently into your schedule.
That's incredible, that level of automation for scheduling.
And it highlights that agents aren't just doing single actions. Yeah. They're true workflow orchestrators. They coordinate a whole series of steps across different platforms to achieve complex goals.
I can definitely see the appeal. Who hasn't wished their calendar could just figure itself out when urgent things pop up? So beyond personal productivity, where's the big business impact, the ROI you mentioned?
Oh, it's showing up across departments. In HR, for example, autonomous agents are managing chunks of the employee lifecycle. Drafting job posts, scheduling interviews, handling onboarding paperwork, even explaining benefits.
Taking a lot of admin load off HR teams.
Exactly. In sales, you've got platforms like Salesforce's Agentforce. These agents proactively automate the repetitive stuff, logging calls, updating records, generating reports, freeing up salespeople to actually sell and build relationships.
Higher value activities.
Precisely. And customer service. Huge impact there. We're seeing virtual agents handle upwards of 90% of standard interactions. Think password resets, order status checks, basic troubleshooting.
90%. That must lead to significant cost savings.
Absolutely. Reductions in operational costs up to 70% in some cases. And these aren't just simple chatbots. They can analyze customer sentiment, resolve fairly complex problems, triage tickets to the right human expert if needed, and even suggest the next best action for a human agent.
Wow. Any other big wins?
Yeah, there are specific case studies. Life sciences companies creating marketing campaigns 70% faster. Biopharma accelerating research by automating data analysis, potentially by 90%. These are real, concrete business results.
It sounds like one agent can be powerful, but what about really massive, complex tasks? You mentioned orchestration.
Yeah.
Does the real power come when they work together?
You nailed it. For really complex goals, the true strength often lies in collaboration between multiple specialized agents. This has led to multi-agent architectures.
Like a team of agents.
Exactly like a team. Frameworks like Crew AI are built on this idea. You assemble a crew of AI workers, each with a specific role. Imagine analyzing the stock market. You might have one agent acting as the data analyst, pulling numbers. Another is a researcher, finding relevant news and reports. And a third as a strategist, taking all that input and formulating recommendations. They work together, often sequentially.
Interesting. Any other examples?
Microsoft's AutoGen is another framework enabling these complex multi-agent interactions. What's fascinating and maybe a little mind-bending is what's called emergent intelligence. The collaboration between these specialized agents can generate capabilities that weren't explicitly programmed into any single one of them.
So the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
In a very real sense, yes. This allows for automating entire complex workflows, not just isolated tasks.
That idea of emergent intelligence is,
yeah,
mind-blowing. Almost a bit eerie, actually. But, okay, as we give them this much autonomy, this collaborative power, the big question looms, doesn't it? Security, governance, how do we keep this in check?
That's the critical flip side. You've hit on the core challenge. With great autonomous power comes, well, great potential risks we absolutely cannot ignore.
Because agents accessing third-party APIs, connecting to all sorts of systems, that must open up vulnerabilities, right?
Absolutely. Just like any service accessing external resources, agents using APIs are susceptible to traditional attacks. We're talking sensitive data exposure if authentication is weak.
Like passwords or tokens getting leaked.
Right. Or injection attacks where malicious code gets slipped in. Even DDoS attacks, distributed denial of service flooding systems to take them down.
And the risk seems amplified here.
Dramatically amplified. Because these agents operate 24/7 at machine speed, making autonomous decisions, potentially with very sensitive data. A single breach, a single malfunctioning agent, the potential damage could be huge and happen incredibly fast.
And it's a double-edged sword too, isn't it? AI can help security, but criminals can use it too.
That's the scary part. Cybercriminals are already leveraging AI, creating malware that mutates in real time to evade detection, crafting much more convincing phishing emails, and even developing autonomous ransomware. Experts are predicting that'll be a major threat in 2025 ransomware that can spread and make decisions on its own.
So this demands a whole new approach to security.
A complete paradigm shift, really. We have to move beyond just securing human users. We need a zero-trust model that treats agents as distinct digital identities.
Digital identities, like users, but not human.
Exactly. They need their own secure identities, their own permissions, their own monitoring. Traditional authentication, like OAuth 2.0, was built for humans logging into apps. It's often not enough for agents acting autonomously.
So what's the solution there?
New protocols and extensions are emerging, things that essentially give each agent a digital passport, clearly linking its actions back to the human or system that delegated the task. It creates a verifiable chain of delegation.
Okay, so secure identities. What are the best practices then for securing these agents day to day?
It boils down to a few key principles. First, the principle of least privilege. Hugely important.
Only give them the keys they absolutely need.
Precisely. Grant agents only the minimum permissions necessary for their specific task. Use granular scopes. Second, manage non-human identities properly using Identity and Access Management, or IAM, systems. Some are now specifically designed for this, like IBM's AskIM.
Okay. Least privilege, managing IDs. What else?
Continuous monitoring and rate limiting. Watch for anomalous behavior. Is an agent suddenly trying to access data it never touched before? Is it making API calls way too fast? That could signal a problem.
Catching issues early.
Right. And finally, robust logging and audit trails. You need a complete, unalterable record of every action an agent takes, what data it accessed, what decisions it made, what systems it interacted with. That's crucial for compliance, transparency, and figuring out what went wrong if something does.
It really sounds like we're building security infrastructure for an entirely new kind of workforce. And alongside security, governance must be just as critical. How do you control them without killing the innovation?
That's the balancing act. But increasingly, good governance is seen as an enabler, not a blocker. To manage autonomy effectively, you need several things.
Like what?
Explainability is key. You need to be able to understand, at least to some degree, how and why an agent made a particular decision. Not always easy, but crucial.
The black box problem.
Exactly. Then logging and traceability, which we just mentioned, the complete history, and observability, which is about having real-time visibility into what agents are doing right now.
Seeing them in action.
Yes. And critically, human oversight remains non-negotiable, especially for high-impact decisions. Humans must retain final authority. You need to define the levels of autonomy. Maybe an agent can draft emails, but needs human approval to send a mass email or make a financial transaction over a certain amount.
Setting clear boundaries and approval steps.
It's essential. Robust governance isn't about stifling AI. It's about building the trust required to actually use it confidently and scale it. It turns that risk we talked about into something manageable, into a reliable ally.
That makes a lot of sense. Governance is the foundation for trust and scaling. So given all this, the potential, the risks, the frameworks, who are the main players shaping this landscape right now?
Well, as of September 2025, it's largely dominated, unsurprisingly, by the big tech giants providing the core infrastructure.
Like?
Microsoft, with their Copilot ecosystem and the open source Autogen framework for multi-agent setups. Google, with Vertex AI Agent Builder and their Agent A2A protocol, which is interesting because it focuses on secure communication between different agents.
Agents talking to other agents securely.
Right. IBM is strong in the enterprise space, especially regulated industries, with Watson X Assistant. And of course, OpenAI, whose models like GPT-4 often power the brains of these agents.
So the giants provide the platforms. What about smaller players?
Oh, yeah. There's a vibrant ecosystem of specialized startups emerging.
Yeah.
Companies like Trango, focusing on customer support agents. BotPress, maybe more on sales automation. Salesforce building Agentforce specifically for integration with their business systems. They're tackling specific vertical niches.
So it's a mix, big infrastructure, specialized solutions.
Exactly. It's a dynamic kind of two-tiered market. And that competition is really driving innovation fast.
And what are the big trends we're seeing for 2025 in this space?
A major shift is that the focus isn't just on creating the most powerful AI model anymore. It's increasingly about the integration and orchestration. How well can you weave these agents into existing complex business environments?
Making them actually work day to day.
Right. Interoperability is another huge frontier. Getting agents built on different platforms to talk to each other smoothly and securely, that's what things like Google's A2A are aiming for.
Breaking down the silos.
And that concept we touched on earlier, AI is the new user interface, simplifying how humans interact with all kinds of software. Using natural language, letting the agent handle the complexity behind the scenes.
This leads to something really fascinating you mentioned earlier, this idea of AI agent marketing, AAM. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, think about it. If agents are starting to advise us or even make purchasing decisions for us, how do brands adapt?
Like, my personal AI agent is going to recommend which new phone I should buy, or my car's AI suggests where to get tires.
Precisely. Yeah. So how do Samsung or Goodyear get the agent's attention? Brands and retailers need a whole new strategy. AM, AI agent marketing, is emerging as the term for this.
So it's like SEO, but for AI agents.
That's a great analogy. Instead of optimizing your website for Google search algorithm, you'll need to optimize your product information, your brand messaging, maybe even specific data feeds for how these agents find, evaluate, and recommend products.
Wow.
Success won't just be about price or features listed on a web page. It'll depend on how well a brand communicates its unique value proposition directly to the AI systems that are increasingly guiding consumer choices. It's a completely new marketing battleground opening up.
A whole new discipline indeed. Okay, now we've covered a lot of ground on the amazing potential, but let's bring it back to earth a bit. Despite all this progress, there are still real limitations, right? Significant hurdles.
Oh, absolutely. It's crucial to be realistic. Autonomous AI agents still face some serious technical barriers.
Such as?
Well, one persistent issue is the risk of infinite feedback loops. An agent might get stuck, repeatedly calling the same tool or taking the same failed action because it can't properly reflect on why it's not working.
Just spinning its wheels.
Exactly. And cognitively, current AI still struggles with true abstract thinking or flexibly transferring knowledge. It might be great at analyzing financial data, but can't easily apply that logic to, say, medical research without specific retraining.
Lack of general intelligence.
Right. There's also the computational complexity. Training and running high-performance agents, especially multi-agent systems, can require significant resources. Complex tasks might still take days, not minutes, and reliability is still a major bottleneck.
Meaning they can still mess up.
Yes. The risk of system-level malfunctions, especially when multiple agents interact in complex ways, means human monitoring and safety guardrails are still an operational necessity. You can't just let them run completely wild on critical tasks yet.
And these technical limits tie into ethical issues too, I imagine.
Directly. A big one is bias. Agents can unfortunately inherit and even amplify biases present in the data they were trained on. This can lead to discriminatory outcomes in areas like hiring or loan applications.
And they don't intrinsically understand ethics.
No, they lack that nuanced understanding of fairness or moral implications. This is compounded by the black box problem we touched on with explainability. Sometimes it's genuinely difficult to reconstruct why an agent made a specific decision because its internal reasoning process can be opaque.
Which makes accountability hard.
Extremely hard. And that brings us back to a fundamental principle. Ultimate responsibility always falls on the human. Organizations using these agents absolutely need robust risk management frameworks. Decisions, especially impactful ones, must be traceable, explainable, and compliant with regulations. The human is always in the loop of accountability.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive, it feels clear that agentic AI here in September 2025 really represents a profound turning point.
I think that's fair to say, a major inflection point.
AI is shifting from just a reactive tool to something proactive, collaborative, something that can orchestrate entire workflows and tackle really complex goals.
And that shift is powered by two key things we discussed. That seamless integration with the software we already use, making them practical.
Right, like the calendar example.
And the development of robust security and governance infrastructures. Being able to manage these non-human digital identities safely is what unlocks their potential at scale.
And the market reflects this thriving with both the big tech platforms and those specialized startups driving innovation.
It's a very dynamic space right now.
So for you, our listener, grappling with all this, what are the key takeaways? What should you be doing? We've got a few recommendations. First,
don't just sit on the sidelines. Launch pilot projects.
Start small, learn fast.
Exactly. Pick a specific, repetitive, well-defined process in your business. Maybe generating certain reports, aspects of employee onboarding, a particular customer support flow. Test the technology there. Set clear goals, measure the results, keep the risks limited initially.
Okay, pilot projects. What's next?
Second, invest heavily in governance and human oversight. Seriously, this isn't optional. It's fundamental for building trust and actually scaling these things responsibly.
Get those frameworks in place early.
Yes. Systems for transparency, traceability, observability. Know what your agents are doing and maintain that human oversight, especially for high-risk tasks. Define who's responsible.
Makes sense. And third?
Finally, prepare your internal skills. Agentic AI isn't primarily about replacing people. It's about amplifying human capabilities.
Shifting roles, not eliminating them.
Right. Invest in training and upskilling. Help your employees understand what these agents can do, how to work with them effectively. The goal is to free up your workforce for higher value, more creative, more strategic work that humans excel at.
Excellent advice. Pilot, govern, and upskill. So here's a final thought to leave you with.
Go for it.
As these increasingly intelligent, autonomous agents become our strategic allies, handling the grunt work, amplifying what we can do, what new frontiers of creativity and innovation will you explore? What entirely new roles might emerge for humans working side by side with these digital partners? Think about how you can not just adapt to this transformed landscape, but how you might actually lead in it.
A powerful question to consider.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.